I was really encouraged by the fact that the angel is bringing good news of great joy for everyone. The fact that it's not just for the shepherds or for Mary, but it can be for everyone. This made me think about what does it mean to be joyful. And I looked it up in the dictionary, and these were the definitions. The emotion of great delight or happiness caused by something exceptionally good or satisfying, keen pleasure, elation, a state of happiness or felicity. This made me wonder whether, when the angel spoke about joy, was the angel talking about a state of mind or a fleeting emotion or something a bit more than that? As Christians, we're called to rejoice always, but how can we actually do this? Is it possible to be permanently joyful? And do we have to magic up feelings of happiness even when things are going wrong? If we look at this passage, the reason for great joy is the good news. And the good news is the birth of a saviour. And this means that we can rejoice in God's love. We can rejoice all the time because he sent his son for us. In the book of Nehemiah, it says that the joy of the Lord is your strength. So joy is something that God gives to us rather than something that we have to make ourselves feel. So even when life is hard, we can still be joyful. And hopefully, when we have God's joy within us, that joy will overflow, like it did with Mary and like it did with the shepherds. It says in this Bible passage about the shepherds, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. So when God fills us with joy, others will see that as well. And some people will want to know why we're joyful. But the good news is that God offers this joy to everyone. And later we're going to sing a hymn called O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. And I found one verse in particular really helped answer a lot of my questions about what it means to be joyful. It says, O joy that seekest me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall tearless be. And now Jack is going to lead us in a time of prayer.